Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hajnalka Tóth with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. The migrant wave has quickened to incredible speeds. On Western Balkan routes, 8,000 to 10,000 people come every day. That is two, even three times as much as a month ago, and four or five times as much as the midsummer numbers. The situation in Croatia is tragic. The heavy rain and fall weather only worsen the circumstances. For now, the migrational wave shows no sign of slowing down.
Migrants walk in the heavy rain towards the Opatovac reception camp in Croatia. More and more people arrive with some kind of injury. Several have caught cold in the cold weather. And this is farther south, near the Bosnian border in Strosinac. Hundreds of migrants arrive here every day through the green border. It's one of the new migrational routes.
Happy to fruit to Croatia, to fruit to other country.
A record-breaking number, almost 10,000 migrants, crossed the eastern border of Croatia on Friday. A part of the refugee claimants decided to wait at the reception camp in Opatovac, from where they'll be brought to Hungary. Meanwhile, the Croatian Internal Affairs Minister has asked Serbian officials to also send migrants to Hungary, not just in their direction. He also said that they expect migrants to choose another route because of the Hungarian fence and the cold, most likely through Albania and Montenegro. Because of this, preparations to accommodate migrants have already begun in the southern county of Dubrovnik-Neretva. And this is Zákány on the Hungarian side of the border. Traffic was big Friday evening as well. Four trains collected and transported migrants arriving from the Croatian side to further registration points. The wave of people continued on Saturday. Migrants in raincoats boarded trains going from Zákány to Hegyeshalom to the Austrian border, one after the other. Trains full of migrants continuously arrived to Hegyeshalom. Many were relieved to finally cross the Austrian border. Some said the police treated them inhumanely in Croatia.
They hit me already one time, one of them, and they say, "You always yelling on us." No, I'm not yelling. There's really women, sick, children.
Hungarian police officers offered food to the migrants even during at night. They also received warm clothes in Hegyeshalom from charity organizations. According to the police's summary, 8,159 migrants were on Friday. Most of them left right away for Austria.
An opportunity emerges in this migration wave, and it is to force the EU to seriously consider the problems of identity and to make decisions about them, said Speaker of Parliament on Hungarian broadcaster Eco TV. László Kövér said German Chancellor Angela Merkel's move that opened the gates and invited illegal immigrants was not a sign of incompetence or error, but a sign of the perplexity of the German political elite. And it is an even bigger problem, he added, that the EU is in a serious identity crisis, deeper than it has ever been in. The member countries simply cannot decide whether to consider the mass migrant influx as a threat or as an opportunity.
Whether this illegal migrant invasion can be a chance to solve the labor market deficit of developed countries, or if it's a security risk factor that has to be minimized.
Defending our country is a matter of honor, said the State Secretary of the Prime Minister's office, referring to the perseverance the Hungarian police and armed forces presented on the southern borders. At the 167th anniversary ceremony of the Pákos-Sukoró battle, László L. Simon said that our soldiers do not face a well-outlined enemy, conqueror, or army threatening our freedom, but they have to face the greatest crisis of the 21st century, hundreds of thousands of migrants invading Europe in hope of a better life.
The millions heading towards Europe have different values, faiths, moral reference points, and not to mention different interests. In this situation, defending our nation cannot be a political, logistics, or financial problem.
János Áder painted a gloomy future if this year's Paris Climate Summit ends without a resolution. At the UN summit in New York, the president said that we have to do everything we can against climate change, because if we don't succeed in doing that, then agriculture will be in trouble, we won't have enough drinking water, poverty will grow, wars will start, and migration will become an even bigger problem.
Already the first day concluded with a result after participants accepted a 15-year comprehensive development program. world leaders decided on ending famine and poverty, putting a stop to global warming, opening up education and medical care to include everyone, and on facilitating gender equality. At the World Summit, President Janos Adar talked about the 17 points that world leaders could agree on and that there is still much left to do until the climate summit in Paris in December. If we don't succeed in Paris, we continue to emit more and more carbon dioxide into our atmosphere, we continue to warm our planet up, and we intensify the harmful effects of the past years, then sustainable agriculture, food production, and water management will stay forever a dream, said the president. Janos Adar also emphasized that in the past 40 years, the world's population has doubled, while freshwater resources per capita have dropped half of what they were. During the four decades, land used for agriculture have decreased by the size of Belgium. The president also said that if we don't stop this process in time, it may have serious consequences. Naturally, social tension will also increase, which of course won't help. I could even say it will make good governing, security and peace impossible. Consequently, it will mean more wars and a substantially larger migrational wave are to come, he said. The president expressed his hope that after Pope Francis' speech and the acceptance of the 15-year development program, everyone will reevaluate their stance before the Paris Climate Summit in December. After his speech at the UN, Janos Adar talked with Jerry Brown, governor of California, about the effects of climate change. The western U.S. state has larger and larger droughts each year, causing highly destructive forest and wildfires, scorching thousands of hectares of land.
The parliament remembered Aaron Marton, the bishop of the Transylvanian Catholic Church. At the commemoration seating, the results of a competition named after the ecclesial dignity were also announced. Lecturers talked about the secular high priest, educator, and public figure's canonization, about the files on Aaron Marton by the Romanian Secret Service, and about documents and footage preserved for posterity.
Bátor ember volt, becsületes ember volt.
He was a brave man, an honest man, and a happy man, remembered Balázs Bábel, Archbishop of Kolozsvár-Kecskemét, in honor of Aaron Marton in the parliament. Aaron Marton was the bishop of Gyulafehérvár for more than four decades. During the Second World War, he raised his voice against the deportation of Jews. For this, he was expelled from Kolozsvár. He had to spend several years in prison after the war. A documentary film was made on the bishop's life, and public media has also kept several materials with Aaron Marton in his archives. It was very difficult and dangerous to make a film of Aaron Marton in the time when Romanian Secret Service, the Securitate, watched him and everyone else closely, especially those who had cameras. These materials could only be made in secret. Aaron Marton was monitored, followed, great bravery was needed for anyone to make a film about him, said Menhir Dobos. At the commemoration, the participants of a contest on the bishop's life were awarded by the Locutele Community College.
Hungarians in Borsodabaui-Zemplén County held a commemoration on the 425th anniversary of the completion of the first ever Hungarian language Bible translation, the Vizsoly Bible. At the same time, they also gave thanks that they were able to restore the village's Reformed church. Restoration of the church that was declared a national priority value was finished not long ago at a cost of about 100 million forints, more than 300,000 euros. In his sermon, the bishop of the Tiszántúl Reformed Diocese, Károly Fekete, said that the Károly Bible is important to the whole nation. The Károly Bible, or as many call it, the Vizsoly Bible, is the oldest preserved and still used completely translated Bible in Hungarian. It joined the list of Hungaricums in January. That was all for today from our team here at M1. Tune into Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. or catch us online. Thanks for watching and good night.